interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
I can't believe it's news.
Really?
Here's Brad and John.
We'll take you to a youth baseball game in New Jersey where a coach punched a 72-year-old umpire. Well, this is a tournament game, so you got to understand this is important. You got to get the calls right. Tournament, big trophy at stake. These are kids who are under 13 years of age, too, so a lot on the line.
Impressionable.
The punch was thrown after the umpire ejected the coach for using foul language. So the coach gets tossed for cussing. The coach is Jerry. Jerry's 40 years old. So Jerry gets thrown out of the game using the bad language. But before he exits, he goes up to the umpire and punches it. Now, this was a solid punch. The umpire was bleeding from his mouth and suffered a concussion, and his jaw had to be wired shut.
Did he take his mask off?
Oh, he must have. Jerry, the coach, was...
I'm keeping my mask on.
Jerry, the coach, was seen drinking alcohol at the game. The coach is drinking
Mr.
alcohol.
Mr. Buttermaker from the Bad News Bears.
Getting drunk on the bench.
Hey, Buttermaker.
He was accused of fleeing the baseball field before authorities arrived. Jerry eventually turned himself in, and now Jerry has been permanently banned from all tournament play.
One of my favorite pictures of one of the Little League teams I was in, there's one of the coaches has a cigarette hanging out of his mouth in the team photo.
Yeah.
In the team photo. TikTok has a video that's going around about a couple in Canada. They're trying to get married. Well, they're getting married. And it's an outdoor wedding. And, you know, this time of year, Mother Nature, at least especially this summer, she could be the one to mess it up. But this one happened to be a neighbor. The couple posted the video from their outdoor wedding earlier this month, and in the clip, you can hear the sound of someone mowing their lawn. And they even show the woman at the end of the clip. She's across the street, directly across the street from the house where the wedding's at, and loudly and awkwardly mowing a portion of her lawn with a weed eater. The person that posted the clip says, "It looks like she's just doing it on purpose." There was no, the people getting married said, we didn't have any beef with her ahead of time or anything. They approached her and asked her, "Hey, can you hold off a little bit on the lawn mowing while we do our thing over here for a couple minutes?" And they said she was not kind and yelled at him. Most of the comments on the video are slamming the woman with the weed eater, saying it was unnecessary and inconsiderate. But others are saying, hey, she's on her own property. She didn't agree to hosting a wedding in the neighborhood. You got time to cut your grass? Cut your grass.
Yeah.
But well, a lot of people are saying, you know, you could have held off for a little while, half an hour.
That's a that's the mistake you made. What you got to do there, that's the mistake on the couple getting married, is you invite them to the reception. Even they probably won't go, you know, because they'll feel like, yeah. But if you give them an invite or something like that, then they won't get upset about all the cars coming into the neighborhood. And
come over and have a few drinks and a piece of cake.
Yeah, you do that. I mean, just about everybody's been through that, where you've been invited to a neighborhood party where you're really not that sure of the neighbors. Maybe you've met them a couple of times, but you know they kind of invited you because there's going to be a lot of traffic and maybe a lot of noise, and that's just kind of what you do.
Well, maybe it's not the bride and groom that has their car, shaving creamed at the end of the wedding, you know, before they take off after the reception.
Yeah. All right, let's go to Whidbey Island. Here's some real emergencies.
The calls you are about to hear are true.
Yes, sir.
Really?
Yes, sir.
No, really. It's Whidbey Island 911. Here's Brad and John.
All right, son, the party's over. Let's have that grenade.
Whidbey Island, where all the neighbors get along, right? Let's start Thursday, April 28th, 7:59 p.m., Humphrey Road. 911 caller says, "Looks like some guy is passed out underneath his truck."
Or his catalytic converter theft didn't go too well. Yeah.
Sunday, May 1st, 9:36 a.m., Goss Lake Road. 911 caller says, "Somebody was near the mailbox last night trying to buy cocaine, and we have signs posted here that says, no drug activity." Wednesday, May 4th, 12:36 p.m., Grateful Acre Place. 911 caller says, I'm sitting on the marshal's car outside the office. Get out here and talk to me. Wednesday, May 4th, 7:32 p.m., Green Bank Drive. 911 caller says, my girlfriend is on a scooter in the driveway, and some strange things are going on involving a van. Wednesday, May 4th, 10:57 p.m., Ocean View Drive. 911 caller says, looks like I'm at a crime scene over here. It's a possible break-in, and a fortune cookie has been left behind. And finally, Sunday, May 1st, 1:53 p.m., Main Street. 911 caller says, our friend Mark is laying on the ground outside, and he refuses to get up.
I'll call the office, get a couple of black and whites up here to take him in.